Dozens of angry Palestinians took to the streets of Qalandia refugee camp in northern Al-Quds. They were angry as they buried 60-year-old Hikmat Odeh, who was killed early Wednesday morning when Israeli soldiers stormed her home looking for her wanted son. As they marched towards the cemetery, Palestinians called for justice and urged Israel to stop what they called invading their houses and terrifying the youngsters and the elderly.
Every day we lose our dearest people. We are tired. We want to live in dignity. Our life is full of pain and suffering.
For Palestinians who are suffering from Israel's daily attacks, this incident is yet another example of the Israeli aggression against them. As Palestinians mark the first anniversary of the U.S.-sponsored Annapolis Peace Conference, the situation for Palestinians has deteriorated. Palestinians are pessimistic and believe that it is all about humiliation.
Nothing has changed for us. We go through the same times of suffering. But actually, this is worse than before, and Israel is now more aggressive than ever.
In Annapolis, Palestinians were promised freedom to move, to work, and a Palestinian state by the end of this year. But all they got was more checkpoints, expanded settlements, a tighter siege, death of more innocent civilians, and arrest of thousands more fellow Palestinians.
Instead of seeing a Palestinian state, what we witness is expansion of settlements at a rate that is 20 times more than it was before Annapolis. The number of checkpoints have increased from 521 to 699. There has been an increase on attacks on Palestinians by 300%.
In Israel, officials say that the tight procedures in the West Bank and Gaza are in place for security reasons, but stress that there is progress in talks. Observers, however, believe that the situation will remain the same until Israel chooses its new government next February.
I'm afraid that after the approaching Israeli elections, the situation will not be more simple or more promising for a tangible settlement in the Middle East.
What the future holds for Palestinians remains to be seen.
Many observers warn that the main crisis Palestinians are suffering from is being deprived of their basic rights, including freedom of movement, self-determination, and above all, leading a normal life. From the Qalandia checkpoint, Shireen Yassin, Press TV, Al-Quds.